They're one of our most well-known monotremes, and they're right under our nose. But mystery continues to surround the echidna. Now, a citizen science project following echidna poo has found the animals are putting down roots in suburban backyards and other urban areas. Researchers are trying to understand what's drawing the spiny anteaters into more populated areas and what role fox control is playing in their survival. Gavin Coote reports.
Wherever I lay my hat, that's my home.
The echidna might seem like a prickly and reclusive character to a lot of people, but the latest research has found they're showing up in all sorts of places you might not expect. Unlike the song suggests, they're not laying their hat so much as their scat, which is really just a polite term for echidna poo. Amateur echidna enthusiasts have been scouring the countryside for the last year, trying to pinpoint where they're showing up. University of Adelaide PhD candidate Talia Perry has been coordinating the citizen science effort.
Here in Adelaide, there are literally ones coming up in people's backyards right in the middle of the city. So they come as urban as you can imagine, which really actually surprised us that they would even do that. We know that they usually inhabit the more rural areas, or they can go from desert to snow. But the fact that they're really in heavily human populated areas is really interesting. So we're actually looking at stress hormones in their scats as well to find out if the ones that are living in, you know, heavily populated areas are more stressed or if they actually don't really care.
Jason Cummings from the Woodlands and Wetlands Trust runs a sanctuary where the long-snouted mammals are thriving, and he thinks it's all down to where pests such as foxes are in decline.
Our thinking is that foxes in the broader landscape are having an impact on echidna population. So certainly around Canberra, around where we are, it's not generally believed that echidna populations are growing, although that could be happening elsewhere around the country, particularly where fox control might be occurring.
Talia Perry hopes with citizen scientists continuing to claw through backyards, they'll be able to unearth further mysteries about the spiny creatures.
And even questions back from the 1800s we still haven't been able to answer about their basic biology. There's a lot of mystery around their reproduction and around how they develop and things like that, which is just incredible for such a widespread and beloved species of ours.
University of Adelaide PhD candidate Talia Perry ending Gavin Coote's report.